Rinpoche wishes all of us a good morning and includes the wish that through the meditation on the absolute bodhicitta, which cuts through the extreme of existence, and the relative bodhicitta, which does not let us cling to this. And the meditation on the relative bodhicitta, which does not let us cling to the extreme of peace, that through these two types of bodhicitta, our experience may increase and that we will be able to benefit all sentient beings.
Yeah. Namo Loke Joraya Kange Jukun Roy Mese Jang Rove Dola Jekdo Janjep Lama Jok
ໂລຍເກດໍລໍດໍເນຈິງເກດໍດໍມເກນໍໂລກເຈຈໍເກຈໍຊໍບໍທໍາເຈເກດໍດໍເກຈິດໍດໍໂອລາສໍຕານດໍວະນໍກັນທາດັນຍາມປິສິມຈິນທໍາເຈຈິດໍດໍສີຍິນຍິນຈິນຕາລະມເນບຍາງຕາບໍໂຈບສັງເຈຈິກໍບໍລໍບໍຈິດໍບໍສາເຕຍເຈດໍນັນຈໍຈໍວໍສໍມະລະເຣເປສົງກໍຕັງນິນັນຈິລາຈໍສັງກົມສົມຈິຈໍບໍເຈວະຍາສໍາບາສັງຈໍຈໍໂຕຈິບໍງໍດໍຕັນທິສິມບໍ
To start out by developing the enlightened attitude. The enlightened attitude is the intention to attain the state of perfect Buddhahood, which neither abides in the state of peace nor in that of existence. To attain the state of Buddhahood for the benefit of all sentient beings who are in number as vast as the sky. And in order to attain this state, we have to apply ourselves with joyous effort in listening or in studying this song of Jetsun Milarepa, which is called Mahamudra, distinguishing the provisional from the definitive meaning. We sentient beings possess the true nature of mind. This true nature of mind is clarity and emptiness indivisible. One also calls it the heart of the Buddha, or the Buddha essence. This Buddha essence, by its own nature, is not stained, but it is temporarily covered by our delusion or confusion. Like in a dream, the true nature of this dream or the true nature of things are temporarily covered by our delusion or confusion. If we are able to purify this temporary adhering delusions, then it is possible for us to gain or to attain the state of Buddhahood.
Yeva Tendor de Future.
We already finished explaining three different states upon four different topics. These three different states was the state when one is not realized, when one is realized, and the ultimate state. We distinguished these three different states upon outer appearances, upon the inner perceiving mind, upon the Formskanda, which is our body, and upon the appearances of male and female demons and harmful spirits. In brief, if we apply these three phases to the appearances of our life, then the first phase, as long as we are not realized, that means as long as we have not realized the true nature of our mind, Mahamudra, or as long as we have not realized the absolute truth, as long as that is not the case, then all outer appearances are delusion or confusion-based appearances, like the appearances in a dream. We take the appearances to be truly existent, and therefore we suffer. We suffer the different kinds of sufferings, for example, sufferings that come from enemies, from friends, from possessions, from the change of enemies into friends or friends into enemies.
Re tene jurva teyang jurva jik sen de lan jurva mandab na so pa ji yaban de nam do le ten ben jurva tang pakha le ten ben jurva re ma do jurva chi sa ba sarur de den ba tro ba ji me ba re ti pe de mlam jin jurva ti chi ba re mlam do jurva na so pa ji tong wa de mlam je pakha le ten ben jurva tang nam do le ten ben jurva re ma do
What is that what we call change? In our life, we have many different kinds of changings. But whatever is change is just based upon our thoughts, based on our appears or is a change which is just based upon our thoughts or based upon our habitual tendencies. What we call change is actually nothing that truly exists. It is the same as in a dream. In the dream, we experience different kind of changes, but all these experience of changes are just based on our thoughts, or they are just based upon our habitual tendencies. And the actual object in the dream does not change at all. There is no truly existent change within the dream. And the same is outside the dream. And this assertion is an assertion which is common to all the three vehicles, to the Mahayana, which is common to the Mahayana, to the Vajrayana, and also to Mahamudra.
Jurva tamje pakha jurva yin jorhing semje ne logom. Tetar yang yang do komse na pakha jurva tamje jangwar ni. Si chang me so. Pakha jurva tamje jangwar ni. Pakha jurva tamje jangwar ni.
Rinpoche, Rinpoche puts that into a verse and composes a little song which says, because everything that is called change is dependent on our habitual tendencies, meditate upon the true nature of mind by changing and changing, or while changing and changing. If you meditate like that again and again, then you will be able to purify all change which is just delusion-based appearance, or all change which is just due to delusion-based appearance and habitual tendencies.
ဒီဆိုရင်โอเคကျေမိစင်ကျေနေလို့တော့ကျော်နော်ညောဘာသံကျေဆန်ချုပ်တော်စင်ကျော်ချက်ညင်းညာလာတယ်တဲ့တော့ကုန်တော့ကျေမိစင်ကျေနေလို့ကျေမိစင်ကျေနေလို့တော့ကျော်နော်ညောဘာသံကျေဆန်ချုပ်တော်စင်ကျော်ကျေဝမဲ့ပါစင်ကျေနေလို့ဒီကျေဝမဲ့ပါလေ
Rinpoche composes another verse saying, once you realize the true nature of mind, which is unborn, all changes will become a friend or a helper towards enlightenment. He gives a commentary on that which says, the true nature of mind is unborn. It is also whatever friend towards enlightenment.
ဒါကစံတူထိပ်ပန်ထတ်တော့ဆံငါဂျေနန်ဂျေလာမီဂျေနီချံခန်းတော့ပါတိုက်တင်တဲ့ဂျေစရွန်ဒေဇုံတော်ဝန်ဂျိုရီကစားပါဆောင်တယ်အဲထိပ်ပါလာညင်တူဂျေထိပ်ပါရန်ဆန်ဂျေဂျေထိပ်ပါထိပ်ပါချင်ဖို့တေဆွမ်တေရပါထမုံအဲကျက်ချပါလေရန်ရေစောတင်းမီတိချင်းဒေါ်ဂျေထိပ်ပါဆွမ်တေရပါတာရေစောတာ ဒေါ်ဂျေထက်ပါလာယံတင်းနေဂျူဒေယေနာနီလန်နမေပတိပါကျေထက်ပန်ထတ်တူပါထက်ပါသံဂျေဂျန်ထတ်တူပါစံငါကျေစံငါဒေါ်ဂျေထက်ပါစံငါဂျန်နန်ဂျေလန်နမေပဂျွေနီငါလာမေဂျူဂျွေနာမီခမ်ဒေဘတ်ဆိုင်တင်ဒေဂျေနန်ဂေစံကောနမ်ဆို Sankor nam so long dang sem, long sem do chor la ting de, long sem do be, kam do ba, zai ten de je. Nang ke long sem dang zai ten de je. Yang na za long tig li, za ling za long tig li, do chor je ten de je. Dun chu je ten de je kare sen de. Ten de je, sirun de zog thong war so. Sirurto nde izumin thongwar song. Nde kapsu tsobo nde song pare. Sirurto la izumin yang thongware. Pena nyinga chujung kolu tsangkor tsandap jeta. Dene omate goyore. Tundu la lungsin tiglen dupa la tine. Dene jido trupe lagan thongwa la sopa. Takpurambuchi jido trupe. Dene tanda jido trupe lagan. Tom Capso, then Malare, Ningatango, Dota, Longsin, Duba, in Sumare, then of Sapoya. Take in the Seren de Zongton was. Tanti Capso Cogiti, Mumachetang Dedan gayla yam mato pakap to pakap thato kap som ye sabre tan de kap so de zunyin thom jumzin kare sirur de la tan de zunyin thom jumzin te dene talong tilin do do le tin te la tan de zunyin thom ar som bare ala mi ji chule ya
We will continue with this song of Milarepa, distinguishing the provisional from the definitive. On page 20 or 21, here it says, generally, the ultimate vehicle, secret mantras, Anuttara, Yoga, Tantra, also says, through interdependence of the elements gathering in the nadis, externally, forms of demons can be seen. There are different types of divisions of the yanas, or the vehicles, in Buddhism. One general division divides it into three, which is the Shravaka yana, the Pratyeka Buddha yana, and the Mahayana. These are called the three vehicles. But there is another explanation of the three vehicles also. One could divide it in the lower vehicle, the greater vehicle, and the Vajrayana. Or in Sanskrit, Hinayana, Mahayana, and Vajrayana. Here it speaks of the ultimate vehicle, which is secret Mantrayana. And the ultimate, when one talks about the tantras, this is also called the ultimate vehicle. This is the vehicle of Mantrayana. And this vehicle of Mantrayana says that it is possible that externally forms of demons can be seen due to the interdependence of the elements gathering in the nadis. In the Mantrayana, one speaks of nadis, prana, and bindu. One speaks of the chakras. We have the nadi chakras we have, in which there is the wind or the prana. And sometimes the wind does not flow correctly within the nadis or within the chakras. No, the chakras. You have the chakras, you have several chakras in the crown, in the throat, and in the heart. And, nadis are channels. For nadis, you can say channels in English, but here it speaks about the chakras, which you have. And the nadis also. When the wind doesn't flow correctly through the nadis and also through the chakras, then it can happen that you see forms of demons outside. Here it speaks of, kam dupa means that the elements are sticking together. One can also say that the nadis, prana, and bindu are sticking together, and then it can happen that outside you see forms of demons. In this case here, in the text, it only speaks of externally you see forms of demons, but it is as well possible that you can see the forms of deities outside. For example, if the wind does not flow correctly in your heart chakra, the heart chakra has eight different nadis sprung off from the heart chakra. And on top of that, you have the central channel that makes nine. And if the wind doesn't flow correctly or evenly through the heart chakra, then it is possible to see outwardly the form of deities. As it happened to Gampopa, in the life story of Gampopa, you can read that Gampopa came up to Milarepa and said, "Oh, I had such a fantastic sight of the deity I'm meditating about." And Milarepa would just say, "This is just only due to that the winds don't flow correctly in your heart chakra." So when in the heart chakra the wind doesn't flow correctly, then it is possible to see outside the forms of gods or deities. Before, in the verse already, we distinguished what demons are when, or how we perceive demons when we are realized, when we are not first when we are not realized, second when we are realized, and third from the ultimate point of view. But what it says here, it just gives us a reason for why sometimes it can happen that we see demons outside or also deities.
Teranang zhundo ma hi hing deno nyana hindamo. Nga munche mongpeng govong kor marin kribut sangdu hyo. Peno jelande denbar zong hi savasong. Te se che te kam dhubat chayi tenre la tente sirun rezong thongwa te ranang re rang semche trunang pakyak trunang re ranang te Zund Maki Hen, Denbar Madrope, Zumba Nama in Bar, he go to Te Maki Hen, Makina Maki Hen, Deno Nyam the Hindamong, De Denbar is Nyamna, Samna, Mumbare, Mumba Nani Hindamongba, Hajang Mumba Chimbulism. Penangato Malanja Capso, Tene. Certain drain, Tunga Tang, Dela Denbar, Kind, and Jigta, the Dunga Chona, Mongbare, Mongbaya, Hajang Mongba Chambore, Rana Hajang Dunga Chambo, Mongba Chambore, Dedan Rabore. Deno Nyan, the Hindamong, Dona, Kunzok, Tun, Dre, Nangsan, the Yona Yang, then in day now at the Denbar, Kind, and Mongbare, somebody. Nang Munje Mongbang, Govonkor, Nayang, Sangam Malade, Payang. Munche, Muma Mumbang Govonkor. Same to Nelo, Matopa, one get Mumbang Govonkorne. Nayang Gonkors over it. Malare Parang, Muma, then you sausage away in Bate Tingu here. Mumbang Govonkor. Gonkor tips. Go Candes and Corso, Marek Trupet Sang du Hyo. Marek Bate and Trupare. Marit Pentropa de Sangrao, non Sangrao Ketcher. Sang Sejeti, Sadan Sivuke, Hindong Tela, Hind Mangbosa, Kangban Raozoya Tela, Yang Sang Sigri. Dinichetanga, Matangda, Matangda, non Sangda, Chim Sang Sid, Mangbuna, Yambu Dosala, Yang Sang Sigri. Sada Sivu Kangbala, Sang Sigri. Marin Trupa Sang Duho. Marit Marek ban trupa, Marek ban trupa de Sangdang, Kangbandao Yavra, Nansangdao, Sangdu Hyok. Marek trupa Sangdu Hyok no Karsevare. Peno de Lande de Emberzon. Pin do Pala Ladang, Noeba Sebal and Jesane, Dene Pin do Papola La Hi de Emberzon. Noeba Sebapol and Jesane de Emberzon, Dene Ape and Gonkoson. Rangan Gokor somebody, they are but the workman Gokor.
The next verse says, not knowing these as fraudulent appearances and thinking they are true is extremely foolish. Before, foolish dullness spun my head around and I lived in the den of ignorance and delusion, taking as real the gods and demons who help and harm. Not knowing these, that these refers back to the demons which just appear, or which are a mere appearance to one's own deluded mind, and a mere appearance just due to the interdependence of the elements in the nadis, or just due to that the wind didn't flow in the nadis. So not knowing these mere appearances to be fraudulent appearances fraudulent appearances means that they are delusion-based appearances, appearances which just appear to one's own mind due to habitual tendencies. So they are false. Not to know them to be false. What happens if you don't know that these appearances are false? Then you think they are true. And if you think they are true, this is foolish. And Rinpoche says it doesn't just say here it's just simply foolish, but it is extremely foolish. An example for such a foolishness is that if we dream about demons in a dream and we think these demons are true, then we are foolish because this dream demons are not true at all. Just because we take them to be truly existent, we will suffer. In brief, what does this verse or these two sentences, these two lines tell us? They tell us that these mere appearances of demons, if we take them to be truly existent, then we are foolish, extremely foolish. Then the verse continues to say, before foolish dullness bound my head around, and here Milarepa is talking about himself. Before, he said, that was at the time when Milarepa himself did not realize the true nature of mind, then this dullness spun his head around. He was confused also. That was at the time when Milarepa was an ordinary being. When he was an ordinary being, he was also confused. And how was it that he was confused? He says, I lived in the den of ignorance and confusion. Here he compares ignorance and delusion or confusion to a nest. Usually you use this word tsang in Tibetan as the word for a nest which birds build for their living in. The birds build nests in trees. They would gather all little sticks of wood and build nests. So that is what the word tsang means. But it is used in a broader way also in Tibetan language where you talk of mitsang, kimtsang, your family, your household. There you have this word tsang in as well. So it is the meaning is transferred to more to a broader way of a broader meaning of house or something. House, something to live in. But originally it is the word for nests which birds build. So what is it or how is it like when you live in a nest of ignorance and delusion or when you live in a house of ignorance and delusion? Then you take gods and demons who help and harm for being true. You think that gods are the ones who help and that demons are the ones who harm. You take them to be true and thus you are confused or your head is spun around. Rinpoche says it is actually quite good that also Milarepa talks about his phase of being in a state of delusion like that.
Tha trup trup ji katrin ji khonde gado me par ko chenna sa je chimbur khyar. Tha ngama mong den gowon kor son tha kande yose na tha trup trup ji rajur ji jarpo marpa lo se katrin ji. Trup trup ji rajur ji jarpo marpa lo se katrin ji khonde gado me par ko. Konde gado me pate ngoma ehe yo te te che pare ne yang du du dikhe na korwa rang nam to thurpa cham le yin de den bar ma do pa se na korwa hi sa wa che pa ya dang ga ya me bare nyang yin le de pa te sem je ne lo Saja Chimpo Tini, Mola Trama Mepe Ranginji Yangil de Pare Lobo Tadaji Yangde Mare, Yanayan Rangin Namdaganyan de Sigre Rangin Namdaganyan de Imbatisena Conde Gardo Meparco Conde Gardo Blende Paracosum Tang Conde Gardo Meparcova Tang Conde Nyambani Jeton Togachiquan Ramonsare Conde Gardo Meparco, Cosijete, Nehacosum Chenang Saja Chimbulishara Chenang Sijete Nama Kandeji Chenang Kandeji Nanaya Nang Sijete Ta Semna Nanato Dere Semna Zugra Tero Rigza Lasso Penama Kandeji Nanaya Chenanaya Saja Chimbulishara Sijete Saja Chimbu Saja Chimbu Lola Semjane Nama Tamje Saja Chimbu Ramu dan Randang in the Senna Saja Chimbo Le Shavare Mato Saja Chimbo Le Yin the Mabare Denang Saja Chimbu Chimbu Shara Saja Chimbu Sada Roper Shara Tan Dikabso Suru Yorjan Nama Nam Semjinello Saja Chimbu Sada Roper Mato Suru to Demba Tropa Hing Mabar Temple Denbar Hepa Chick, Denbar Tropa Chick, Dog Samba, then Natsu Nam Don Trubare. Malam Nangir, Natsu Trubare. Sell Ya Yal Chick, Dog Mamma, Chick, Dog Samba, Natsu Mumbam, Trubat Tere. Natsu Kova Yang Red.
The next verse says, on page 27, now through the kindness of the master Siddha, I understood there is no samsara to reject, no nirvana to invent. Whatever appears arises as Mahamudra. Here Milarepa says now, that means in opposite to before, he described how he was before, that his mind was spun around by ignorance, but now through the kindness of his master Siddha, this word master Siddha refers to his Lama, the king of translators, Marpa the translator. Due to the kindness of Marpa the translator, his mind is no longer spun around by ignorance, but he understood that samsara is nothing to reject and nirvana is nothing to invent. Rinpoche said in an earlier session he was explaining that in detail already, but he will explain it once more in short. That means that samsara actually is just mere appearance due to confused thoughts, due to confused concepts. Therefore, it is nothing to be given up. It is just a mere appearance and does not truly exist. What does not truly exist is nothing to be given up. And nirvana, on the other hand, is the true nature of mind, Mahamudra, which is primordially not afflicted by any stains. It is the natural pure nirvana. It is not... When one says the naturally pure nirvana is not the nirvana where one has already given up all temporary adhering stains, but it is the naturally pure nirvana. So in that way, it does not truly exist outside and it is nothing to be attained. This is what is meant here by samsara. There is no samsara to reject, no nirvana to invent. But whatever appears arises as Mahamudra. Whatever appears or however appearances appear, they just appear to our mind. They're just mental appearances. And thus they arise as Mahamudra. In the tradition of Mahamudra, one says that all appearances are just the display of the true nature of mind. Or one speaks of they are the self-luminosity of Mahamudra, the true nature of mind. They are the self-appearance of the true nature of the mind. So what does this last line say then? It says, all outer appearances are just the display of Mahamudra, and they don't truly exist outside. If we think, or if we say, appearances exist outside, then this is just confused thinking. It's the same as in a dream, when we think that the objects we or the appearances which appear in the dream are truly existent, then this is just our confused thoughts, our confused thinking. And it is just ignorant, it is just foolish. And this is how we make up our samsara.
Trupa yimi to tokpa te rikpa chota nyokpa tang. Oesarje nima ten tang tar marikpa mumban tha nisa. Mumban gongkor yana tharikhi saba songde. Tang korban ten trunang samre. Trupa yimi si jete korban trunang samre. Trupa le yetan saba yo mare. Trupa yimi zadare. Kare sana tender chuni jentrucho tardo sena. Trupitsava marekpa rite, marekpa lango yo mare, marekpa demba yo mare, marekpa lango mebesena, then yetang savanda with the mevare. Malam denavanda ore. Malam donato, trunang madava nato, but the kagrete, trupi yetan savanda with the mozoya ji yo mare. Then ye. Korban trupa re, trupa le ye yo mare. Trupa yimi de topa de. Trupa yimi, trupa le ye dan tsava me par topa di. Di se je de junji re. Trupa yimi tsada de topa di se na ha hibano. Rikpi choda nyokpa tang. Ranzon rikpi ye hite, rikpi choda se je de, rikpa chode chunanga dab zog su kopare. Zugjin se gre. Rikpa chunang dava nyokpa tang. Chetang chunang la dava hyana, chu nyokpa yuana dava de sarpo yungamare. Tan de kapso, rikpa chudu zozu kode, rikpa chudate, chu nyokpa tang song. Chu nyokpa tang mi, longa yang yova mina, tene chunang dava de hajang sarpo da, yova me perkare de yendo. Rikpa chota nyokpa tang. Nyokpa mi khen longa muyove chunanga dava sarpo kharwa te kendo rikpa chunanga dava te nyokpa tang song. Tande malarepa ranga semche nelo ramzong rikpa yikhi ngondu churva tsegre. Rang tokpa ta tenpa nyam nyong tsegre. Rikpa chota nyokpa tang. Tande kapso yang semta rikpa khin sevare. Nyokpa te sem kase te ji sem dan nam do re rikpa chonanga dawa te rikpa chonanga dawa zog su ko te nyokpa kase te ji nam do ko trpa ja le chorza tang tawa ranzon rikpa yiki ngondo sawa ngondo zoya yinba tenpa re rikpa choda nyokpa tang Then Sakinji Lola, Semre Kin Seya Yomare Kaki Sumuwa, the Sol Yapoha Tagore, Rikpichota Nyokwata. Oesar Jinima Tendanta. Oesar the same Jinela Wesare, same Jinela Wesar the Nimazo Sukabare. Same Jinela Wesar Saja Chembo, Chembu Nima the Tendanta. Tend the carre, Tend the Tanda Zungzi Ninang and Trubadere Pakchak and Trunang de Tainji Zogsukabare Oesati Nima Zogsukabare Tam Malarepe Oesati Nima Zungzi Ninang and Namdog attained that Tarzon Yana Tundan Oesati Nima Kunzog Namdog and Trupe Tain that Tarzon Marik pa mumban tha ni sam. Marik pa se jada khang marik pa re. Tetan tumong tadu sena, nyinti tikpa tadu sena, da me pa marik pa. Tikpa chimbo che tadu sena, thong tam pa den pa marik pa. Saja chimbo tadu sena, semji nen lok saja chimbo marik pa se kare. Ta, te tar, marik pa de khang zog su koi pa re sena, marik pa de mumba zog su koi pa re. Mumba se jete, dine, ngubo tam che, mantong pa drizi, yemba te yendo, Marek Pate, Ton Tampa Dizire. Nato Ton Tampa Demba Sijite Munes and Celio, Mare Ranga Nelo. Ranga Ludan Semje Nelo Yina Yang, Nato Tanda Partamontomba Sujabaresena, Nato La Dizzi over a te carre, te Marek Pare. Ranga Momba Gedevare Mato, Conjoga Deb, Conjoga Dizzi Zubaya Mare, Dead and Gilda Dui Dizzi Zubaya Mare. Jumi Jimmy le Dibzir Sumaya Mare, Ranga Marek Pate Dibzir. That Dibzir Yabasena Madomare. Momba Mumba, Momba Mumba Zoso Kona, Momba Mumba and Tani Sang. Tani Sang Sijete Chetan Nasu Semo Muna Yona Munate Tangbo Chiji Munate Lamsang Mepa Dogo Yamare. Charge so Namkan Tani. Tangbo Jiao Jiao, Weizer Zhong. Then he, Jiji Mumba Mepan Dogre. Take Yindo, Nasu Mumba Mumba, the Kale Kale Sangora Mato, Kichik Jigger, to do Kanga Mepan Dogomare. Young Sakin Zokin Lola, Kichik drop out that Tarzer, Travis Kitcher Jerry, take Kitcher Kagare, take Hakoko. Kayam Mazepa Lamsang, Sang Jenovamare. Same Jenny Lok Tokwa, the Mato, but Mumba Tis, Samare. Kamba chikinana lo chikpana tikkab di mba sarvare. Tendra hore. Marikpa mba nthani sang. Ta semu mba te kharji so ni nthani rinpe sang na mba mba rava te yinu nthani sang. Siji te tangbo naso mba rakpa le tos. Jewa ngap se mba mba le jumde mba mba le tos. Tene Mata das up a dungeon in Mumbaletor. Tene Tony Gomem Tadjana, Zungze Ninangla, Zungze Music in the Mumbaletor. Tene Randong Tadjana, Sinanga Chula, Nembarik in the Mumbaletor. Tene Tajor Tadjana, Yerba the Mepaso, Yerba, Mepa Mubongumeso, Tripa like him, the Mumbaletor. Tene Gindong Tadjana, Saint Janelo Voisala. Mumba le tovre. Rembe rembe togore. Ta Mumba dona rapa ni toyu de tene tavato. Saja chembi lola, ranga sem genelo, satong yemi, the retong yemi, toma to Mumba tavare, rapa ni tava padu tovare. Tavato, tava sem genelo, mato, but Mumba tor, rapa madro, but to the cinema. Same nail of tola, dummy, dum, da, da, mepatang, tongpani, my hero to do cinema. Rakpani tawa toko. This and no more Marek Pumuban, tani sung, do, tini chiji muba, de meba chavano. Mumbung gongkor yanata, Mumma malare parange, Mamuja, Mumbang gongkor do you song song, ta mumbung gongkor yanata, Mamma, mumbung gongkor yobati. That Rajur Jijabo Marpa Lot, the Truptop, Rajur Jijabo Marpa Lot, the Cardin Latin Yarson, Momba Gonkor Yarson. They can't in the Yarson, Hinja, whatever. Mare, Glam Cardin Latin Yarson, so by. They cap the top Goni, they saw the Lam Cardin Tempayore. Momba Gonkor Yan Tarlas, ya. Tisuni.
The verse continues saying, or the next verse says, realizing that delusion has no basis, clears the muddy water to reflect the moon of awareness. The sun's clear light, freed from clouds, enlightens the darkness of ignorance from eastern horizon. Dullness that spun around my head dissolves. It says, delusion has no basis. That means samsara is just a mere delusion-based appearance. And here it says, delusion has no basis or no root. Why is that? Let's take the 12 interdependent links which make up samsara. One says, the root of samsara, or the root, the first one of these 12 interdependent links, is ignorance. Ignorance doesn't exist by its own nature. It doesn't have any essence. It does not truly exist. So there is no basis for samsara, or there is no basis or root for delusion. It is like in a dream. In a dream, we have appearances, appearances which appear due to our delusion. All these appearances, one cannot point at or point out the base or the root of these appearances. Also, the delusion-based appearances in a dream cannot be pointed out. There is no root and no basis. And therefore, the last line, the last word here in the line de is a reason cheja, means therefore, because delusion has no basis. Therefore, the muddy water to reflect the moon of awareness, or the water is cleared, the muddy water is cleared and the moon of awareness can shine. Here, self-arisen, self-cognizant, primordial awareness is compared to the reflection of a moon in the water, to the bright reflection of the moon in the water. Generally, when the water is muddy, then the moon cannot shine clearly or bright. Also, when the water is stirred up by wind, or when it's stirred up by wind, the reflection of the moon cannot shine clearly. Like that, Milarepa here said, I realized my true nature of mind, therefore the moon of awareness can shine forth clearly in the water. So it is a word, or this line is a comparison which wants to express that Milarepa has manifested his own true nature of mind. Again, the mud here, the mud is compared to that your mind is still looking outward at outer objects, and it does not look inward at its true nature of mind. And the awareness then which shines up is compared to the moon which is clearly reflected in the water. And that it says, clears the muddy water. So the muddy water is clear so that the moon can be reflected. This clearing refers to that primordial awareness is actualized or manifested. Dene chakya tempo sem rigpa yeva meva jabo chiksunsin.
Kaje te kasaja te bilola sem rig yeva yo marasi ki yeva yo pati sapo yore yeva.
Dene de sem karare rigpa karare.
Sem sigite nam dot.
In Mahamudra, or some people say in Mahamudra, there is no clear distinction between mind, sem, and rigpa, awareness. But here, mind is, but there is a distinction because mind is the deluded mind. It is a mind where you still have delusion-based appearances, whereas rigpa, awareness, is the clear light nature of mind, luminosity, mahamudra. So there is actually a distinction. So here, mind actually is the muddy part of the water where you still focus your mind outside at outer objects, whereas rigpa, the awareness, is the manifestation of your own true nature of mind, namely when the moon shines clearly in the water. So there is a distinction between sem and rigpa, mind and awareness, in Mahamudra terminology. The next line says, the sun's clear light freed from clouds enlightens the darkness of ignorance from the eastern horizon. The sun here is compared to Mahamudra, the true nature of mind, which is clear light or luminosity. This sun is freed from clouds, and the clouds here are a comparison for dualistic appearances, which we are still confused about. We are still confused about appearances in that we think there is a perceived outer object and an inner perceiving mind. These are delusion-based appearances due to our habitual tendencies. These are compared to the clouds here. So when Milarepa says, or Milarepa wants to express with this line that the sun, which is clear light, our true nature of mind, is freed from the clouds, which are delusion-based appearances, which seem to be an outer perceived object and an inner perceiving mind. So this sun's clear light, freed from clouds, enlightens the darkness of ignorance. Ignorance, ma rigpa, meaning not being aware. What is one not aware of here? In terms of the Shravakayana, one would say one is not aware of the lack of self, or of the absence of a truly existent self. In terms of Mahayana, one would say one is not aware of the absolute truth. In terms of Mahamudra, one would say one is not aware of the true nature of mind, Mahamudra. So this is ignorance or unawareness, Marigpa. This Marigpa or ignorance is that which covers or which stains the absolute truth. But on the other hand, it is nothing truly existent. It is our own ignorance which covers the absolute truth. It is not that a god has made this stains to cover the absolute truth, and it is also not that a demon has made it. It is also not that this covering of the absolute truth is made or just there without any reason, but it is our own ignorance, it is our own foolishness, our own dullness, which covers the absolute truth. Here now it says, The darkness of ignorance is enlightened from eastern horizon. This is just a word which says that it is a slow process that ignorance vanishes or dissolves. It is not within one instant that the ignorance vanishes. It is rather than that when the sun dawns at the eastern horizon, then slowly the darkness of the night perishes or dissolves. First, there is a mere gloom coming up, and the darkness becomes more light and lighter until the sun appears, and then the day is bright and light. So this is what is meant here. The ignorance of the sun's clear light, freed from clouds, enlightens the darkness of ignorance from eastern horizon, namely slowly. Although sometimes there is another description in Mahamudra or Mahaati where one speaks of that ignorance is dissolved within one instance. But this is another description. Here it just says ignorance dissolves slowly. That means that first of all, the rough or coarse ignorance dissolves. One could say our ignorance or our dullness, which does not believe in karma and its effect, or which does not believe in previous lives, that this is a coarse ignorance. This dissolves first. And then, according to the five views of emptiness, next step, our clinging to a truly existent self would dissolve. And then the next step, according to the Citta Matra, our clinging to dualistic appearances which appear in a form of two, namely outer perceived objects and inner perceiving mind, would dissolve. And the next step, which is the first step of the Rangtong self-empty school, the ignorance which clings to outer perceived objects as being true, or which clings to phenomena as being true, would dissolve. And the next step, the prasangika, there our attachment towards mental fabrications such as those of existence and of non-existence would dissolve. The next step would be the step of Shentong, the empty of other school, where our ignorance towards the clear light nature of mind would dissolve. And then finally we can speak of the subtle ignorance, or of the very fine ignorance. This would be the ignorance towards Mahamudra, where one does not see that the true nature of mind is clarity and emptiness indivisible, where one does not see that the true nature of mind is awareness and emptiness inseparable. This would be a kind of very fine and subtle ignorance. This would dissolve at the last step. So in this way we have a slow dissolving of ignorance, namely from a very coarse step, which is the beginning selflessness, until to a very subtle ignorance, which is the ignorance about our true nature of mind being Mahamudra. So now the last line says, dullness that spun around my head dissolved. Before Milarepa said, dullness spins around my head, I had a phase where dullness spun around my head. Now Milarepa said, this dullness, this ignorance dissolved. So Milarepa's head is not longer spinning around by ignorance, but he actualized his true nature of mind, and he actualized his true nature of mind. But this process was not just happening naturally, that it was just naturally that ignorance dissolved, but it was due to the kindness.
ดันเจนเจนนำโตรมโพจิเยจิมิเจสันเตมอนทาร์เจคิซาวะซองยินโลกิงนังนินชาร์จินดาสิจิเตคาระซะนะเซมเจเนลอกซาจาเทมโปปะกัปโซเตเนนังกิญญัมยงเยปะเซกเรยินโลกิงญัมนังนินชาร์จินดางารันโตโยดาเมดามจิกเซนโตเยเรจิกเซนโตเยมะเรซัมปันดาวะมะยิมบางุเนโตปะญัมยงยงยะเยบะเรโด เอวะยินโลกิงนังนินชาร์จินดาเซมเจเนลอกซาจาเจมโตปะกัปโซตุตอกเซมเจเนลอกตอปะญัมยงจิงชายะดอกซอมบะเรลันเดนเซนเจนนัมโตรมโบเจลาร์เจตังเดนเซนเจนนัมโตเรโอซัมปะนัมโตเตเดนเซนเจนนัมโตลาเฮซาเซบะเรรมโบเจเซเจตังรมโบเจเซตังงอดะ Dorje Palam Sol Segare, Tene Yapol Hesa Sidur Rimbuchi Sabare, Dikapson Denzinja Namdo Tela, Rimbuchi Sombare, Kesa Zubare, Te Rimbuchi, Ye Jimmy Jesandem Wonsarchi, Ye Nelok, Ye Semi Nelok, Jeva Mapa, Yine Young, Tene Semi Yindin Prote, Pacapson Jay Chungrujon, Lansang. ये सेम जे नेलो क्या वा मैं पक गोमिया ठेंगे रे गोम तो करे तीस है ना ये चेमी जैसा दे संदे पा ये नेलो क्या वा मैं पक गोम पर संदे पा दें गोम सर चेसी चेतन संदे से जिस कार्य से ना मुझे सेम यिंग भी होना और चरण मायिंग गोम जब से ना ते संदे पा दे यहाँ मुझे किधर यू ना चरण किधर दो ता गोम जब से ना यहाँ संदे पा दे तेन रहो मिला रे पा तेने Denzinja Namdo Tela Tintin Devo Samba Namdo Chidu Tene De Namdo Contronare Tasem de Nelo Gomba Sandem Bravo to Ordravondo Tisena Tene Gomsar Chimboris Tien De Dembal Madobare Yina Yang De Namdo de Chino Sem de Nelo Gomba La Rosogondo Gomsar Chimboris
The last verse says, I am experiencing the true nature from within. This precious thought apprehending again a demon. How wondrous this reminder of the unborn basis. Saying, I am experiencing the true nature from within is something which wants to express that at the point when we realize the true nature of mind, Mahamudra, that we have an inner experience of that. It will not be that we think or wonder, did I really realize the true nature now or did I not? There are no thoughts like that, but there's a true experience of that we have realized, the true nature of mind, Mahamudra. So it says there, when we realize Mahamudra, there will be the experience of it coming up. Then it says, this precious thought apprehending again a demon. So the thought which thinks, aha, there is a demon. It is here called a precious thought. Rinpoche says it's talked or it's addressed in a honorific way, this precious thought. Usually one would just use this term precious for gold, silver, or precious stones. But here one calls this thought precious. The thought of a demon is a precious thought. Why is it a precious thought? It is so precious because it reminds us to meditate on the true nature of mind. It reminds, here it says, it reminds us of the unborn basis. Although the basis, the true nature of mind, is unborn, one has to meditate upon it. And this thought is so precious because it reminds us of the unborn basis. A reminder usually is something if you are distracted and your friend tells you, oh, you are distracted, come back. Then he reminds you. Or in another case, when you are going to die, then they will remind you, you are going to die, meditate. So here this thought of a demon is a reminder, because whenever this thought comes up, you are reminded to meditate on the true nature of mind. Although this thought is just a mere delusion-based appearance, but whenever it comes up, it reminds you of the true nature of mind. Therefore, it is so wonderful, it is wondrous. Here it says, how wondrous this reminder of the unborn basis. Just this mere thought, which is a confusion-based appearance, is so wondrous because it is a friend, a helper, which reminds us to meditate on the true nature of mind. When generally this whole song is a Mahamudra song, it is in accordance to the view of Mahamudra, but in particular when we had this four kinds of distinguishing between the provisional and the definitive meaning upon this four different appearances, this was in according to the middle turning of the wheel of Dharma, where it presents the Madhyamaka Rangtong school, empty of itself school. And today's explanation, especially where it says realizing that delusion has no basis, clears the muddy water to reflect the moon of awareness. The sun's clear light, freed from clouds, enlightens the darkness of ignorance from eastern horizon. This especially is an explanation according to the Madhyamaka Shentong school, empty of other school. Now we will recite this song, first in Tibetan and in English.
Jorvi Jungon Zom Lin De Son Jin Nipay Dai Jai Jin Mano Tim Pe Jan Jin Che Pen Tsoke Nar Vaisa Kurje Kurjin Che Pen Nim Pe Ba Tin Jai Yan Jin Sonam Kundu Jai Pai Jin Gata Me Te Mai Laisa Nini Jab Je Pen Mor
In this world, pure land of the victorious one, he is renowned as the second Buddha, as the crown jewel adorning the victory banner of teachings that never set, respected by all, a place for offering. Sweet sound of his glorious pennant resounds in all directions. Is this not the master, my Chipa? Respectfully serving at his lotus feet, and through drinking the pure essence, He realized Mahamudra, the epitome of all views, the inner state free from extremes, completely perfecting all qualities. He is not blemished by any fault, embodiment of the Sugata in human form. This great one Mata spoke these words.
Sanoi jadar noi jamato janadurna Ujjishabhyanche avarish Kapana lajoyvana Shunan sanjito sutra Tato dona naimani Kene chubhata dosa Nanjuva ike nanshiti Nato dina nalipa Yanyamam kudyeshetai Tanaramidishiti Kapayitin zopanju Tato dina yeshiti Shunan sesakyo
Outer appearances, however they arise, not realized they appear delusive. Clinging to objects is what binds, for the realized they arise as illusion. Appearing objects are friends of the mind, ultimately they never appeared. They appear within the unborn Dharmakaya. So Mapa taught, mental consciousness causing insight, not realized is basic ignorance, the root of our karma and affliction, realized it is the self-awareness, source of our positive qualities perfected, ultimately there is no primordial wisdom. All phenomena result within the round. So Maha taught.
It is Ujjubodhi, Matadina Jansin, Natharina Deletu, Tornaha Kusamjukte, Tamashin Padopaji, Tatudina Rimete, Tintokata Dapu.
This form Skanda drawing in suffering, not realized is the body of the four elements. From a sickness and misery arise, realize it is the deity's body, the union, which reverses attachment to it as ordinary. Ultimately there is no body, it is pure as a cloudless sky. So Mapa taught, appearances of men and female demons and harmful spirits, not realized they are the Maras, who create mischief and obstruction. Realized hindrances are Dharma protectors, it's you who bestow many false cities. Ultimately there are no gods, no spirits, all concepts result within the realm. So Maha taught.
It is the Dodo Swamati, Najabhanedulekam, Kandibhatayitendurti, Shirajizodamasam, Dhyanamzindunashishi, Dhyanamnashintumam, Namunjimamvirgovukam, Maritupetandushu,
Generally, the ultimate vehicle, secret mantras, Anuttara Yoga Tantra also says,
through interdependence of the elements gathering in Nadis, externally forms of demons can be seen, not knowing these are fraudulent appearances, and thinking they are true is extremely foolish. Before foolish darkness spun my head around, and I lived in the den of ignorance and delusion, taking as real the gods and demons who have and are.
Kadudu dear God indeed,
Kande Gadu Mepako, Jinam Chaya Jembosha, Rubaji Medu Topate, Ebe Chudanyo Pada, Osayi Nimatin Danda, Maripe Mumbata Nesa, Mumbego Korya Neta, Yenosi Namita Yinda, La Devi Yina Torin Bote, Shikhe Miki Sandem Mutsa. Now through the kindness of the Master Siddha, I understood there is no samsara to reject, no nirvana to invent. Whatever appears arises as Mahamudra, realizing that illusion has no basis, clears the muddy water to reflect the moon of awareness. The sun's clear light free from clouds enlightens the darkness of ignorance from eastern horizon. Darkness has spun around my head dissolves. I am experiencing the true nature from within. This precious thought apprehending again and a demon. How wondrous this reminder of the unborn day.
ene malare pe saje chembe damina ni do dikhe to pa de charan so de bhake yin ji ke kare ke na ene tha tha ja de je de nu bu
ni
ene tha ja de je do to da la sam no tan to de sente ne be sam no ya sar po yin kare tele mang sa do na ya ki re
Now Rinpoche explained this song of Jetsen Milarepa Mahamudra distinguishing the provisional from the definite meaning in brief. What you have to do now is to recite this in any language, may be it Tibetan, be it English, or whatever language it's in the book, for 108 times. And think about the meaning. Then the meaning will gradually become more and more clear. And if you can do it more than 108 times, it's even better.
Then, because young into the thing in the secure zone and the Pekini Lola zone, malaria, but you get a Hajam on such a body somebody. That's a good zone.
And those who are studying Tibetan, for them it is very beneficial to learn it by heart based on the Tibetan text. If you know each word of the Tibetan meaning, learn it by heart like that, because this is Milarepa's Dharma language. This is a very wonderful language. If you learn it by heart, this is Milarepa's Dharma language. It's lots of Dharma terminology. Milarepa's Dharma terminology is to be found in all the other Dharma texts as well. Also, if you learn something by heart, this is the accumulation of merit. Learning Dharma by heart is accumulation of merit, as well as, for example, writing letters. So if you learn that by heart or write letters, you accumulate merit.
Okay. yindong gongso karre nambar mato pa wai sarji nando rambar si jokwa koi chang tham che chang tu dhan de yige nondo wo sapata parakata nato sato tu dha cham che gomren tham che tu dha cham che ne lan tumbar he sumbar
Now we are going through the last two lines of this the way to meditate on this progressive status of emptiness. The last two lines present the tradition of Shentong, the empty of other school. It says, in Shentong one rests without conceptualizing within great clear light. All schools accord in the essential point, the mere freedom from mental fabrications. So it describes how one has to meditate from the point of view of Shentong, the empty of other school. Here one does not conceptualize anything. Without conceptualizing, one rests within great luminosity, clear light. And the last line says, it actually only says, all accord in the essential point, the mere freedom from mental fabrications, meaning all schools accord in the essential point, and the essential point is just merely freedom from mental fabrications. In this mere freedom from mental fabrications, all of them accord. Rinpoche will Rinpoche will give you now an oral transmission of this way to meditate on the progressive stages on emptiness in Tibetan, because some people weren't here before, and I will read afterwards the English translation.
Gomchor dami tongla hirap chi kete tuitang tala nyambar jo cheke nambar muto zungi ne cheke zong ne cheche dondo jo.
The way to meditate. Analyze what the absence of self really is with your intelligence. Then rest evenly within the freedom of mental fabrications. The basis of analysis are reflected images of non-conceptuality. Taking a specific basis, cut its exaggerations concerning its specific qualities.
Zomarangin tongbang katare, jinghin jungne yepso tazatang, soto nichan tsubhing mehindo, mani yingsuya lanzimijo.
The self-nature of what is to be perceived is emptiness. Understand it to be like space. The perceiving consciousness should be analyzed for its origin, location, shape, and so on. And also the distinguishing itself, like the fire which started from the kindling wood, is not to be found. It dissolved in the expanse. Rest within that without grasping.
Seda nyamja umetun tsokin, teyan chepa ngundu ranjupa, mega namka tavitun njo.
The particular equipoise emphasizes the topics of Madhyamaka. And furthermore, with a preliminary analysis, a Svatantrika rests in what is complete nothingness, similar to space.
Tanjor komzi chuyin komzi lo yirmi chula chukya tabde.
For a prasangika, the object to become accustomed to, the dhammadhatu, and what becomes accustomed to, the mind, are indivisible, like water being poured into water.
Yindong mato wai sar chenpu ngang gongjang zhuzha zangjie ne lantan yin.
In Shentong, one rests without conceptualizing within great clear light. All schools accord in the essential point, the mere freedom from mental fabrications.
Pene san na yoga menchera su gom jago do. Tambo jase lalin ten do. Teje su malare petangi namji ten do. Gom to sija. Chuchu chuchu pa patte manam jatu go do. Te su gom jam ne yapori.
Tomorrow Rinpoche won't come, but we should come and meditate. The session, how we should make it, is we should start.
Then Gomnam Savandongorwa, Tambo, Tangi, Jase Lalindu, then Gomnam Tendun, Gomnam Rabai Gindun, Gomto Saja, Tinji Samalarepe, Tangin, Nanjiduna, Rabai Apuyangri.
We should start out by reciting the 37 practices of a bodhisattva and then meditate according to these progressive stages on emptiness. We will recite one verse and meditate a little on it, then we recite the next verse to the next step of on emptiness and meditate in this way through the five steps of emptiness. After that, we will recite Milarepa's song, distinguishing the definitive from the provisional meaning, and make aspiration prayers. So then we will use the time until 11 o'clock to meditate. You listened so much already now. It is very beneficial if you sit down and meditate on that. You need some experience of meditation.
Gyawan deye jyawokun sunam yeshe sozode sunam yeshe lejung dhamba kunye topar su munjur
limbo kuyi tashi su yenla duktu sungri tashi tada jinne tukki tashi gyarwe kusung tukki tashi Nimo de le tende, Nime kung yande, Nim sentatu de le.
Kuizo zombie jazz.